How are you? This is Mark Allen Lanoue of Fiction 6, and you're listening to the Power Rock Podcast with Jim Madonna. Crank it up, brothers and sisters.
Jim Madonna here, your host of Power Rock Podcast. I would like to welcome you all to yet another episode, bringing you the best interviews from around the globe, from indie to mainstream. And friends, today I am super excited for today's show, because I have on the line the amazing vocalist and guitarist, Mr. Mark Allen Lanoue of Fiction 6. Mark, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, how's it going there, Jim?
Mark, I'm doing outstanding. Thanks for asking, brother. Mark, first of all, I want to thank you so much for taking your time, man, and doing this interview. You know, brother, we've been friends a long time, and I have seen some amazing history with bands such as Persian Risk, Chasing Karma. I mean, the list is endless. Mark, I got to share this with you, my friend. This work right here with Fiction 6 is by far the best work you've ever done. So congratulations, my friend.
Well, thanks, Jim. Now you're going to make me blush, man. But you can't see me anyway because we're on the phone, so I think we're okay.
Right on. I didn't even take a shower for this interview. Can you believe it?
Hey, I can't smell you either, so I think we're all right.
All right. Mark, you know what? For the people that may not know who Fiction 6 is, I mean, it's a compilation of amazing artists who has put this album together. You being, of course, the lead vocalist, guitarist, why don't you go ahead and give the listeners some history about how this album came together and how you got an epic array of artists to participate with you and actually get this on a disc and get this out to the people. So what I'd like to do, Mark, is turn the floor over to you.
Sure. It really started off with the name itself. And you know the history. I actually brought up the name Fiction 6 as the possible name for what became Chasing Karma. They weren't really into the name, so I held on to that name because it has a meaning. And the meaning of that name basically has to do with my birthday, which is crazy, which is 6666. I'm a Gemini that likes all of the things like, you know, the Templars and the mystery and the mystique, spirituality. I like all those things, so that's where all the tall, dark secrets comes into play as well. Oh, and as far as the people that and the wonderful musicians that are on this and vocalists is I started off with a song called Welcome to My Nightmare. And I brought it out and I started playing it to a few of these guys. And they were like, wow, I really like that. That's really cool. That's really awesome. I said, well, would you play on this? You know, and they were all so wonderful and nice. Like Tony, for instance, he was fantastic. He was like, yeah, let's give it a go. You know, I mean, he's such a great guy. He's got, he's not just a fantastic bass player and a legend, really, to a lot of us. He's just a really down-to-earth, really nice guy. And then all the other guys, like obviously JK, we have some history, you know, back on other recordings, and we've known each other for some years, as you know, JK. And he's amazing all in itself. He's a very talented guy, and he's pretty much all around. And so he was in right from the start. And matter of fact, I came up with a guitar line for Welcome to My Nightmare. We were having some guitar issues on my side as far as trying to get everything ready for recording this whole album. And JK went ahead and learned my parts, and he's actually playing that. So I'm playing the acoustic, and he's playing all the distorted guitar, and I play the lead. So, you know, that's how we kind of fed each off each other. You know, he would, JK, he came back, hey, I got a gift for you. And you listen, and it's like, I'm not throwing that out. That's great. So, but as far as... And it's, you know, Rory, I played actually with him in a band back in 1991. Matter of fact, there's videos out there. You actually worked on one of the videos, Jim, for those covers we did, you know, Wicked Sensation and all of those. You remember those videos that you worked on? That's actually Rory playing drums in those.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's who's playing drums on this here. So I've known Rory a really long time. Great guy. Great dad. He's got his son there. He has to obviously work on Fiction 6 after the summer vacation, because otherwise his son wants to come in and bang on the drums. he's a PIT graduate and fantastic player, plays on other, studio tracks as well. And you see the long list of people like, obviously, Eric Ragno. I know I'm probably butchering his name because he's Italian, so it's probably said some other way. Just you're Italian. You probably know how to say it right. But he's just an amazing keyboard player, and you can tell that he really made this release sound all the better with his playing. It's just great stuff, and that's why lots of people ask him to play for them, because he's just amazing. And of course, you have all of the other musicians that were on here, Jimmy Bell. Bill Leverty, great guy. I'll be seeing him tomorrow. They're playing, Firehouse is playing in Newport Richey, and I'm going to go over there and see him and hang out with him for a little while. He's a great guy. And but anyway, there's so many other musicians on there, as you saw. I could go on for hours about how great they are. Carl Sentence, you remember Persian Risk, right?
Of course.
Yeah, Carl Sentence is actually co-lead singing with me on Larger Than Life. That's my old, my old vocalist from Persian Risk. And you know, Lee Small, who I love his voice. I don't know if you're familiar with the band, Lionheart. He was also in Shy, or may still be recording for Shy, but he's singing with me on Demon in My Window. And we can go through those also through when the other songs go through, because otherwise I can talk for the next 5 years. So
that's funny, man. Mark, you know what? On the album Tall Dark Secrets, okay, I have chosen a few tracks that I would like to play throughout this interview. The first track that I had chosen is a song called Given Sight. Can you give the listener some history about that track?
Sure. Given Sight follows some of the everything I write has some kind of basis in storytelling and things that have happened in my life, or things that happened to people that were close to me. What that song is about, it's about spiritual sensitives, an individual who saw a spirit that gave a name. It was a child, had died in Tennessee back in the 1800s. And so if you really listen to those lyrics, you can hear about, you know, that's what it's about. And that's where the name came from, Given Sight, the sight that's given to these people that see beyond what we see. And it's kind of that mystique. And so that's what that song is about. And originally, started coming up with that beginning riff, and I just dug that riff so much that it just went from that first riff and on and became what it is. And then of course Eric's fantastic solo and JK's, you know, little pieces on the bridges, and then of course Jimmy Bell beautifully shredding up the middle. Every time I hear that solo, I go, holy crap. So there's some really smoking solos on this whole release.
Yeah, absolutely, man. I mean, you know, it's 11 track disc, man. And I had a very difficult time choosing the tracks that we're going to play, because, you know, they are just all epic, man. They really are. And I what I did, Mark, was I kind of went for the heavier tracks, because personally, as a fan of yours and friend, throughout our history, I've always liked the heavier side of Mark Allen Lanoue. And so that's why I've chosen these tracks, you know, for this interview. But that was a great illustration, man, on the song Given Sight. So I'm going to tell you what, brother, why don't we go ahead and let the listeners hear it?
Sounds good to me.
All right. Well, here it is, Given Sight with Fiction 6. Crank it up on Power Rock Podcast. Welcome back. We are with Mark Allen Lanoue of Fiction 6. And brother, what a great song, man. I don't want to sound robotic throughout this damn interview, but brother, I mean, I'm probably going to say that each and every time because they are simply that, just great tunes.
Well, I appreciate that. But that also gives me the opening to say that it sounds the way it does also because of the wonderful musicians that are on this thing. I mean, yeah, you know, you write a song, but the song doesn't really come to sounding like that into fruition without those other people that are involved. So, you know, a lot of people don't give credence to people who play on stuff. And I really do because these guys really stepped up.
Mark, in your opinion, what defines a successful record?
Well, in this industry, it's a whole lot different than it was in the 80s, right? So back in the 80s, a successful record was, you know, you're in front of a bunch of people making tons of money and you're living the high life and you're on MTV, right? But today, you know, it's a whole different world. So, you know, we're not getting rich off this stuff. And so it really kind of turns back to want it to mean something. And I want it to mean something to different people. Like you like the heavy stuff. There's other people that like the lighter stuff, you know, but I want this to be like an alchemy, you know, of all the things that I love and other people love, you know, the melodic side, the hard rock in between and the progressive on the other end, you know? So that's really, I find it successful because of that. You know, there's a lot of people that say they love those songs. And there's others that say they love the other ones. And so, but me, it's successful when all the players come together, it creates something beautiful. It means something. The lyrics mean something. And hopefully the songs on there touch somebody in a way that sticks with them for a long time. And that to me is success as an artist and a musician.
You know, let me ask you, how did you end up actually getting hooked up with Andrew McNeice?
Well, Andrew, I've actually known Andrew for quite a while now, you know, because I did some stuff with JK, you know, like on the 15 Years Later and, you know, a number of the other things with, you know, Liberty and Justice and that kind of connection with Andrew McNeice. But he heard this release early on. You know, he heard some of the earlier tracks and he was sold on it. And, you know, Andrew can be picky and rightfully so. But he just felt really strong about this CD. And I appreciate that. And I would have to thank him for that because he really did tell me that he thought it was a fantastic CD.
And I'm telling you as well, it is a fantastic CD. Like I think I've said probably twice throughout this interview. I mean, you know, brother. Hey, Mark, the next track I'd like to talk about is a song called Toe the Line. How about some history on that one?
Sure. That one was really cool, actually, because when I wrote that, I was talking to Bill Leverty on the phone, and I already had another rhythm that I was coming up with that I was thinking about him playing on. And, you know, while we were on the phone, I finally just said, you know, Bill, I'm going to write a special song and I'm going to write a new one just for you to play on. And no lie, I wrote that song in 45 minutes. I wrote the song, and what it's about, though, is, you know, you have me, I've, you know, been married to my wonderful wife for over 22 years now, and we've been together since she was 16, I was 17. And when you look at things, you know, not everybody progresses or regresses in the same way. You know, you have somebody who gets ill, which, you know, you understand this too, and another one has to step up and toe the line. And that's what the song is really about. It's about whether it's friends, whether it's relationships, whether it's married couples, whatever the case may be, someone ultimately has to step up and toe the line. And so that's what that song is about. And so I'll be there for you. You know, my promise I give to you. That's what that whole thing is about. And so Bill loved it and he played a fantastic solo. I love that solo. It's so catchy. And then JK's slide playing is just, it's great. He does I like his slide playing a lot and he did a beautiful job on that song.
I would totally agree. You know, Mark, and I want to elaborate on something. You know, as I had stated earlier, you know, we've been friends for a long time. And, sure. You know, when you talk about toe the line and being there for your significant other, we've had countless of conversations on the phone where you had said to me, Jim, you know, I hate to cut this short, brother, but, you know, I've got to take care of my wife. And that is one thing, that is one thing that I truly admired about you. Matter of fact, I got together with you personally in Gulfport, Mississippi,
Yes, I remember.
And you invited me to your home, a beautiful home. And I watched and saw the love and the connection that you had with your wife and your children. And that, to me, is very commendable, my friend.
Well, I appreciate that, man. And I've also brought to the fact that I know that you understand what that's all about. I know that you have your trials and tribulations, and the both of you, you and Jennifer, you step up for each other. And that's what it's all about, toeing the line, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. And here it is, Toe the Line with Fiction 6 on Power Rock Podcast. Crank it up. Mark Allen Lanou of Fiction 6 talking about the album Tall Dark Secrets. And Mark, my next question to you is this. what piece of musical advice forever changed your way of thinking?
Musical advice? Really, that's, you know, I guess I'm one of those outliers, a typical, you know, double id Gemini. I've always had a different perception on things. Music to me is open at every level. You know, I'll go see a band. The band may be terrible, but you know, I'm sitting there going, oh man, that bass player. Wow. He's amazing. You know, and I'll just focus in on that. I try to learn from everything. What changes me is learning from others. It's learning from what they can do that I can't, what they do that changes what I write. You know, those kind of things, those are the things I focus on. As far as musical advice, I've gotten so much advice from so many wonderful people, whether it's, you know, Dean Fasano, who I was, you know, writing music with and recording with, and even my friends and my bands in Jersey, Chris Flowers, Mike Gear, you know, all the way along the way, all these people, Clyde Holly, Rob Gronkowski, all those guys, you know, they have some input to put in. And now these new guys, you know, Tony, he's, tell you a story. He was great. He was, I sent him lyrics, you know, the song Your Promised Land. I sent him the lyrics originally to that, and I asked him for his honest opinion. And sure enough, he gave it to me. He says, yeah, it's been done a million times before. You can do better. And then I turned around and wrote what you hear now. And then he came back and said, now that's what I'm talking about. So every step along the way, no matter how long you've been doing this, there's people that just step in and they change the dynamic and they make it all the better. And that's what it's all about.
That's a great answer, brother. Mark, you know, I want to say this. Like all of us, we've had situations in our lives that have been very promising, very devastating. You know, we've had our ups and downs. But my question to you is this. Has there ever been a point in your life where you had lost the interest in playing? And if so, what did you do to rekindle your passion for it?
Sure. Where I lost, it wasn't really my interest in it. It goes back to that song, Toe the Line, again. Is some years ago, I had to step away from playing so much because after I lost my second major opportunity with a large record company, I really went to a little bit of depression. But then, of course, I also was looking toward the fact that I had to support my family and everything else. So I was going to school at night and working during the day. And, you know, so I kind of put this stuff down for, like, you know, in a sense, 7 to 10 years. I mean, just put it down. I walked away and put it down. I mean, I picked the guitar up every now and then, you know, just to kind of keep a little rust off occasionally, but I just walked away from it. But then when Biloxi came around in 2002, my wife, of course, is wonderful. Lisa, as wonderful as she is, she said, look, you need to go back and rekindle that. You go over there and you see what Clyde wants. And I went over there and Clyde wanted me to join Biloxi to support Write the Music. And from there, it was history. I got back into it and been going full force since. So.
The next track I'd like to talk about is called Demon in My Window. Can you give us some history about that one?
Sure. As a child, as many of us have had our interesting things go on, I used to have, you know, terrible nightmares and lucid dreams and all kinds of other stuff. And I moved around from place to place because I'm Your Promised Land's about, which we'll talk, we could talk about that later. But basically what it's about was my father, you know, he was out and about and we were always moving around. So I always had this thing now, you know, and I connect with everybody else. Everybody has that demon, you know, that follows them around and either it's sitting there poking at them or trying to push them down or, you know, whether it's drugs or it's, you know, alcohol or it's gambling or it's just their own personal demons. It's always looking through that window and it's up to us to keep that window closed and to look away. And so there's that demon in my window. And so it's kind of that kind of thing. That's my fight. You hear in the lyrics that, you know, it's the reason for my fight. The reason for my plight is, you know, there's that demon in my window. And so that's really kind of what that's all about. It's that aura of all those things that are associated with that those eyes that are always there peering at you, but you kind of have to look the other way and try to make it better.
And that's a great illustration. And I appreciate that. And here it is, man. Demon in My Window with Fiction 6. Crank it up here on Power Rock Podcast. Yeah. right. Again, we are back with Mr. Mark Allen Lanou. And Mark, you know, I got to tell you, man, another just amazing song, brother. I mean, just totally. I love the arrangement. You know, throughout these songs, you add a little something different to each track. I love how versatile you are in your vocals, man, because, you know, you can go from a very laid back, smoking a cigar, you know, in a lazy boy to, you know, an amplifier, you know, an amplifier on 11 and just belt hell out of it, man. And you know what? It all sounds great. I haven't seen any work or heard rather, any work that is bad. And it's just,
well, I appreciate that,
you know, and it's awesome stuff, man.
Well, I have to point through to several things as far as that song. One is that the lead guitar was done by Thorsten Cohen, who plays lead guitar for Eden's Curse, another smoking lefty. There's actually two left-handed guitar players that guested on solos. One's Jimmy Bell and the other is Thorsten. So there's actually a couple lefties on there. Also, I have my buddy Lee Small from England, who's been doing really well with Lionheart, and he was with Shy, and I love his voice. He's got a little bit of that Stevie Wonder-esque flavor to his voice. And of course I have to give kudos to JK, because he also helped to make my voice sound really good. You know, the way I sing and how I place things, he just did really a great job on producing it.
Would you say that this album here, Tall Dark Secrets, would you say it would be more of a darker side of what you have done in the past?
Well, I've always been the kind of writer that just goes with the story. So, you know, some stuff I've written before was dark, you know, like this, some of the songs were about drugs, you know, Empty Road to Nowhere was about that kind of thing, you know, addiction. And then Saints and Angels was more of a, you know, kind of like the toe the line, a love song, you know. So I go back and forth just depending on what the subject matter is, how I'm feeling, you know. It's all about feelings. It's all about storytelling, and hopefully it connects with other people. And I try to make those stories so they're stories that other people can connect with.
Very cool. Next song I'd like to talk about is called Time to Heal. How about some history, buddy?
Sure. Time to Heal. As everything's been going on, you know, I don't get involved in the political posts and all the other kind of posts and all that kind of stuff. You know, everybody has an opinion. Time to Heal is really about just that, all the healing that needs to be done, you know, whether it's among people, whether it's among friends, whether it's among politics, whether it's among our nation. And then, you know, on top of that, what made that beautiful is it also allowed me to reach out to friends who really need that as well. Like, you know, Carl Cochran, who had, I couldn't fathom being in that position. Such a wonderful guitar player that he is, and he has a stroke and he can't play like he used to. And so he's actually singing some backgrounds on that. I wanted to bring him in. I wanted to bring him as a part of it, as I wanted to bring him part of this healing process. And then at the end, to really top it all off, Eric Ragno came in and he wrote this beautiful piano piece. He had a friend. It was a mutual friend between him and Tony Franklin, whose son had passed away, and their son was only like, I think, 15 or something like that, very young. That was so. Eric came to me with this piece, and he said, "Look, you know, I really want to dedicate this to my friends." I was in right from the go, and I think in 45 minutes I wrote the melody and the lyrics and everything else, and was already singing it. And so, and then I turned around and asked Tony, and told him what was going on. And I told him, "Would you play on this? I know we have everything done, but there's this little piece." And Tony said, "Yeah, I'd be glad to." And so there you go. You have this beautiful piece at the end that was added on later on, that's dedicated to this family. And so that whole song just has, and on top of that, we have this awesome guitar player, Christian Wentz, who is in Circle to Circle. I wrote the guitar lines, not the solo, but the guitar lines for that song. He played all the guitar in that. He played the lead solo, and which is Smokin', and he played all the other parts. So it was really wonderful how this all came together. Of course, JK came in and added some background vocals. He'll never say he added those layers in there somewhere, but he came in there and added some too along with Carl. So.
Right. Right on, man. You know, when I hear the song Time to Heal, you know what song I hear that runs back into my memory not too long ago is when you did a song called World when you were with Biloxi.
Yes.
And is it, it's almost, I wouldn't say it's a knockoff of that song by any means, but what I'm sensing is, because that is probably one of my favorite songs, not to get off the Fiction Six stuff, but you know.
Oh, I love World.
Yeah. You know, it was just one of my favorite songs. So I guess what I'm gathering is that throughout this, you know, Time to Heal and World actually kind of coincide with each other.
Yeah, I would say it's the earlier and the latter, because, you know, World was about what I saw the world as a child, and then, you know, what it had become, and it wasn't quite on course, right? So, but Time to Heal is kind of like about the in the now. So, yeah, I guess you could say that it's the connection between the, you know, the earlier to the latter. Yeah.
Let's go ahead and let the listeners hear Time to Heal with Fiction Six. Crank it up here on Power Rock Podcast.
Yet another day. me has died. Now a time to heal and wonder why. I know I must still love and seek refuge in faith. Without resolve, I don't think I could live beyond the pain.
Again with Mark Allen Lanoue of Fiction 6 supporting the album Tall Dark Secrets. And Mark, what I'd like to do is ask you one more question, and then we're going to go ahead and close this show out. And it's sure. This, man, what type of legacy or how do you want to be remembered by your friends, family, and fans when you pass on?
I just want to be remembered as a good guy, somebody who did the best that he could and who raised his family the best he could, and, you know, tried his best to come back to people when something was wrong and say, hey man, you know, I didn't realize what I was doing. Really, I'm really sorry about that, you know. And I want to be remembered for the things like this. I love music. It's a part of me. You know, I'd like to leave that behind for other people to enjoy even beyond that. So, you know, those are the things that I like to be remembered for, you know. And so, you know, I also like to be remembered the fact that I like to give kudos to everybody who's involved. You know, there's a lot of people who we didn't mention on this show were a part of this CD who came in, like Steve Brown from Trickster. I've known him for so long. I mean, I've known him from New Jersey from way back when, before they were even signed the first time, you know. And he came in and he was, you know, he said, sure, man, I'll come in and play on that. He took his time out to do that, you know. And these are the kind of people, these good people that come in and do all these things. You know, Richard Kendrick came in and did the backgrounds on, you know, Where We Belong. And, you know, all these people just coming in and doing all these things. It's just, you know, Andy Lee from, you know, from Mississippi was in Circle of Circle. He played with me on, you know, Children of the Night. So, so I could talk again. Like I said, I could talk for a year or two, maybe five. So.
Right on, brother, right on. Well, Mark, I want to say that that's a great answer. And I also would like to say this, is that I truly want to continue to wish you the utmost success, man, in all that you do. And I just want to say also that I am just so very proud to call you my friend. I am so very proud of what you have accomplished throughout the years. You've always been a huge inspiration to myself, my wife, and so many other people. And, you know, if I may, I just ask that God just continues to bless you, brother, and that he just keeps guiding you in a way that you will just continue to prosper. I ask him to look over your family and just, brother, just keep rocking and doing what you're doing, man.
Thank you, Jim. And I God bless you and God bless Jen. And I hope things are just up and up.
Well, thank you so much, Mark. Well, there you have it. An interview with Mark Allen Lanoue of Fiction 6. I am Jim Madonna, your host. What we're going to do is we are going to play one more track. This one here is called Children of the Night. Peace.